Boker Tov, good morning. Today's Dav is Dav Ayin Bet, Dav 72. We left off on Ayin Aleph Amud Bet 71b, towards the top of the page. Starting from Ula Ikla Lefum Bedita. Ula visited Fum Bedita, the bear of Yehuda, to Rav Yehuda's home. Chazel Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Yehuda Digadav Nasiv. He saw his son, Rav Yehuda's son, was getting older and was not getting married. So Ula came and said, "Amarle, my tama lo come and save the more the ita telebrei. Why don't you marry off your son?" Amarle, mi yadana mehecha in nasiv. Do I know where, you know, the woman's coming from to know, you know, who to marry him off to? Meaning which genealogical class? So Amarle, atu anan mi yadina mehecha kaatenan. Do we know where you come from? Meaning, do we know where your son, what genealogical class your son is coming from? We're on Ayin Aleph on Mud Bet. Dilma, mehanach dichtiv. Maybe you're from the pasuk that says that nashim betzion inu betulot ba'arei Yehuda. Maybe your child is not kosher. He's a mamzer. Maybe coming from the goyim, says vechit, meaning goyim mixed with the arei Yehuda. Says vechit ema oved kochavim ve'ever abal bat Yisrael ba'al kasher. Maybe a goy or a slave sleeps with a Jew, the child is still kosher. So maybe you're from the ones that says Ashokhavim al mitot shen usruchim al arsotam arsotam. What does that mean? Amar Yosef bar Chanina, elu bnei adam hameshninim imayim ipnei amitotehem aromim. Megadef bar Rabbi Abba. That's referring to people who they urinate in front of their beds. Just if you could mute yourself, whoever's on the Zoom, just try to mute yourself. That's referring to anybody who would urinate in front of their beds undressed, and Rabbi Abba would blaspheme them, would curse them. What are these people doing? So maybe you're from those people. So he says, "Yachi haynu dichtiv." That's why it says in the pasuk, "Lachen ata iglu verosh golim." So meaning they get they go to galut first for doing that. So the Gemara says, "Hold on." Mishum nemashkinim ayim ipnei mitotem aromim iglu berosh golim. What? Because they urinate in front of their beds first, they go to galut first, in the beginning, at the head. So says el amar biyabao el bnei adam sheochnim ushotim zeim ze umidabkim mitotem zo bazo umachlifim neshotem ze laze umasirchim arisotam bishuvat zera shana shelahem. These are people that they eat and drink with one another, they stick their beds together, they swap wives with one another, and their semen is not on each other's beds, it's on the other person's bed. This is the type of people, maybe you're from those people. So he says, "What should I do? I'm looking for a wife for my daughter. How do I find somebody that's good?" He says, "Go after someone who stays silent." When someone stays silent, you know they're from a better genealogical class. They say in Israel, the way they would check if somebody had a higher class was when two people got into a fight, who would stay silent first? The one who would stay silent first, they knew that he had a higher class. The silence of Babel, that's the Yichus. Is that so? When Rav came, he says, "My love." He came and checked. He says, "My love, yichusata." Did he not check the yichus? He says, "Lo, v'shtikuta." He checked the silence of Babel. If they were silent, he understood they had good yichus. Achi kamar lo, baduke. He says, "Baduke ishatke iloshatke." He said, what he meant to say was to check if they're quiet, if they're silent, or they're not silent. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. We're on Ayin Aleph Amud Bet. Im ra'ita shnei bnei adam shmitgarnim ze bazev. You find two people are fighting with one another. Shemetz psul yesh b'echad mehen. There is psul in one of them. Ve'en manichin oto lidabek echad b'chavero. And they're not letting him be able to stick to one another because one is psul and one is kasher. Amar bishom en Levi. Im ra'ita shnei mishpachot amitgarot zo bazo. Shemetz psul yesh b'echad mehen. If you find two families fighting with one another, you see that there's psul in one of them. They don't let the two families go together because one's kasher and one is pasul. Amar Papa, Saba Mishmei Derav. He said the name of Rav. Bavel Beria. Bavel is pure. It's clean of all problems of classes. Mishon Mita. Mishon is like death. It's not good at all. It's very bad. All of the people there are no good. says most of the people there, or many of the people there, or if not all of the people, because it's like death. So he says madai chole, madai is sick. Sick. Some people are good. Some people are bad. It's not so great. Elam go says it. Elam is like people are on the verge of death. So most of them are not in great geological classes. So he says umma bein cholin legosasin. What's the difference between cholin and gosasin? Rov cholin lechayim. Rov gosasin lemita. So the majority of people who are sick, they should be healthy. People who are about to die, they're on their deathbed. Most of those people die. So the people who are chole, those people in that city, they have, let's say for example, better genealogical class. But the ones who are gosasin, about to die, those aren't so great. Ad heichani Bavel. Now we start talking about the borders of Bavel. Where does Bavel go until? Rav Amar ad Nahar Azak, Shmuel Amar ad Nahar Yoani. Two different opinions. Le'el bediglat adhecha. And then he asks, right, Rashi says, Le'el bediglat is le'manu rechava shuvin tshay narot ve'od, dahalan. Mechidek el anar azak, tshikhinida or kakama. He says next Rashi, it said darom adhechan. From the south side, how far does distance go in Bavel? So he says, adhecha, Rav Amar, Ad Bigda ve'Avna, Ushmuel Amar Ad Moshkeni, ve'lo Moshkeni Michlal. He says until Moshkeni, and Moshkeni is not included in Bavel. So the Gemara says, Ve'Hamar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Shmuel Moshkeni Hareki Golad Yuchasin. Moshkeni is part of Bavel in regards to lineage, in regards to the classes. It sounds like it is part of Bavel. So he says, Ela Ad Moshkeni u'Moshkeni Bichlal. No, it's included in Bavel. The Tachlit v'Diglat Adhecha. From the northern parts until where does it go in Bavel? So he says, Amar Rav Shmuel ad apamya tata'a, until the lower apamya. Tarte apamya havyan. There were two apamyas, chada ilita, chada tatiyata. One was higher, one was lower. Chada kesherav, chada psula. One was kosher, one was not. Ubein chada chada parsa. There's a distance of a parsa between them. Vekakapte ahadade vafilu nurano mushle ahadade. They are very makpid on one another. They don't borrow and lend to one another. They don't lend to one another. They don't even give a candle to one another. V'simanach the pesulta ha the mishta'aya mishanit. She says the one that's pasul, and that's the one that's it has the word mishanit in the pasul. If you look at the names that we brought earlier, we said that mishon that was mita. All of those people were no good in the classes in their genealogical class. So that's what he's saying. That's how you remember. It's a siman to remember the bad genealogical class. Le'el biperat adhecha. On the upstream of Perat, how far does it go? Rav Amar ad Akra de Tulbanki, Ushmuel Amar ad Gishra de Perat. He says until Ikra de Tulbanki, and Shmuel says until the bridge of Be Perat. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ad Ma'aberet de Gizma, until the Ma'aberet of Gizma. Light Abaye veitem Rav Yosef ad Rav. He cursed Rav. Why? Seemingly because he extended it. He made it a longer border where the Bavel extends to. So the Vi by them, and some say, Ad Rav Leid, Ad Shmuel Leid, on Rav they cursed. Shmuel, they don't curse. Shmuel, his border that he made was, going back, it says, was Gishrad Beperat, was the bridge of Beperat. That's much longer extended than Rav's. So he says, Ela Leid, Ad Rav, Koshikan, Shmuel, he cursed both of them. Vi by them, and if you want to say, no, Le'olam Ad Rav Leid, Ad Shmuel Leid. He cursed Rav, not Shmuel. Gishrad Beperat, the bridge of Beperat, the Tata, Havakai, it was lower, it was on the bottom. And then what ended up happening was it was moved by Idna, flipping the Amud, who deliva Parsai, the Parsaim, the Persians, they moved it. We came and moved it, and therefore they made it more extended upstream. But before it wasn't in that place. Amar le'Abayda Rav Yosef, lehagisa de Perat adhecha. On the other side of Perat, how far does Bavel go? So Amar le, my datich, why are you asking? Mishum Biram says because I want to know about Biram. I want to know if I can take a wife from Biram. So miachasei the fumbedita mi biram nasve, the people who are the strongest yichus and fumbedita, they go for wives from the biram. You have nothing to worry about. So amara papa ki machloke leyuchasin kach machloke leyanan gitin. This is machloket. Same thing for lineage, for a genealogical class is the same thing for get that we learned in the first daf of Masechet Gitin. Places outside of Babel and Eretz Yisrael, they needed to say. It was written and signed in front of me. So if you say it's the same machloket, then the borders go until where that Bavel ends. Rav Yosef says, no, machloket leyuchasin, aval gitin, de verakol ad arba, tinyana, de gishra. He says, no, the machloket is four classes. But for actual gitin, he goes up until the second willow swamp after the bridge. Amar Rami Bar Abba, Chavil Yama Techelta de Bavel. Chavil Yama is a place. This is the greatest place, one of the glories of Bavel. Shunya veGuvya veTechelta de Chavil Yama. And these places were the Techelet. Techelet is like the glory. It's referring to the Techelet on the strings, but that's how it's referring to the glory of Chavil Yama. Ravina Amar Af Tzitzura. Even Tzitzura was a glory of Chavil Yama. Tanin Amiyach, we have a brighter just like that. Chanan ben Pinchas Omer, Chavil Yama Techelta de Bavel. Chavil Yama was the glory of Babel. Shunya veGuvya veTzitzura Techelta de Chavil Yama. Those places were the glory of Chavil Yama. Amar of Papa, Va'idna Yarve Behush Kutai. So he says, nowadays we have Kutim who went and mixed into those places. So he says, Velohi, that's not actually true. Itetahu de Ba'aminayu, Velo Yahavule. He says there was a Kuti who wanted to marry one of the wives from these places, and they refused because they had a high class. So he got upset, and they spread this rumor that a Kuti went and mixed in. My Chavil Yama, what's Chavil Yama? Amar Papa, Zo Perat de Bursi. It's Prat de Bursi. Ahu Gavra de Amar Lahu, Anna min Shot Mishot. He said, I am from Shot Mishot. Amar de Ribitzak Napcha al Raglav. He stood up and said, Amar Shot Mishot, Bein Hanarot Omedet. He said, Shot Mishot is standing between these two rivers. It's included in Bavel in regards to genealogical class. So he says, Vechi Bein Hanarot Omedet. Is it really in between these two waters? My have it. Sorry, if it's between those two waters, why does that matter? It's Amar Ba'e, Amar Bichama, Amar Ukva, Amar Biyosu Bichanina, Bein Hanarot Hareiki Golad Yuchasin. So he says, between these waters is considered like Bavel. For Yichus, they have a very strong class. Veicha Kaima, where is it? Amar Biyochanan Me'ihi Dekira Ul'el. From Ihi Dekira and upstream. So he says, Amar Biyochanan An Ma'abartav Degizma. But Rabbi Yochanan said, until Ma'abartav Gizma, how can you say it's past that? It's from upstream of Ihi Dekira. So he says, Amar Ba'e Ritzua Nafka. They extended an extra strip of the land of Babel. Amar Rav Ika Baravin Amar Rav Chananel Amar Rav Chalazon Nihavan Hareiki Golad Yechasin. These places are like Babel for Yichus. Amar Le Abaye, Lo Tatzitu Le. No, don't listen to him. Yevamahi Dinafla Lehatam. No, he had a brother who passed away over there. And the sister-in-law from there, they didn't have children. She fell to him before the Mitzvah of Yibum. So that's why he's spreading such a rumor that they have good Yichus. Amar Le Atu Didihi. Is it from me? He said, I'm not spreading it. He says, Derav Chananel. This is from Rav Chananel. Azil Shailu Al Rav Chananel. They went to ask Rav Chananel. Amar Lehu Hachi Amar Rav. He said, this is what Rav said. Chalazon Dihavan. Already Kegolad Yichasin. These places are like Bavel for Yichus. Upliga de Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, and they disagree with Rabbi Abba. Damar Rabbi Abba Bar Kana. My dichli, what does the pasuk mean when it says, it says, Vayanchem bachlach uvachavor nehag gozan va'arim madai. What does the pasuk mean? So he says, Nchalach zo chalazon, that's chalazon. Chavor zo hadayav, that's hadayav. Nahar gozan zo ginsk. Arim madai, the city of madai, zo chemdan vechavrote, that's chemdan and it's friends. Va'amrila, some say zo nehavand. That's Nahavnan. So he says, V'chevroteh, and it's friends. My chevroteh, what does it mean? It's friends? Amar Shmuel, Krach, Moshchi, Chuski, Verumki. It's referring to the villages of these places. Amar V'yochanan, V'kulam lipsul. All of them are pasul. They're not good lineage. Not good genealogical class. Kasal kada'ata, Moshchi, Hainu, Moshkini. We thought Moshchi and Moshkini are the same. So he says, V'hamar V'cheh, Baravin, Amar Shmuel. We learned on the previous Amun, Shmuel said, Moshkini, Arehi ke golad yuchasin. We said Mushkani is the highest level. It's on the level of Babel. It says Ela Mushki lechun and Mushkani lechun. No, they're two different places. Mushki and Mushkani are two different places. Then it says in the pasuk. This is a pasuk in Daniel. It says Utlat ilin efuma ben shina vechen amarin la kumi acholi basar sagya. Right. So what does the pasuk mean? In so the pasuk. So the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yochanan zochal lazon hadaya venitzivin. The times that Persia, it like swallows them up, and times that it spits them out. Says, and then the pasuk says, "Va'aru cheva achori tinyana domiya ledov." This is similar to a dove, a bear. So he says, "Tane, Rav Yosef taught elu parsiim. These are the Persians. She'ochlim v'shotim kedov. They eat and drink like bears. Mesurvalin kedov. They're fat like bears." Megadlin se'ar kedov, they grow hair like bears. Ve'ein lehem menucha kedov, they don't have any relax like a bear. Rabbi Ami, ki hava chaze parsa, when Rabbi Ami would see a Persian, the rachiv, when he would be riding an animal. Zamar Hainu Duvad Naida. This is a wandering bear. Zamar Rabbi Levi. Har any Parsim. He said to Levi, show me the Persians. Zamar Lahem. Zamar Lahem. Domim lechayalot shel Beit David. They're similar to the soldiers of Beit David. Har any Chabarin. Show me the Chabarin. Domim lemalachei Chabala. They're similar to the angels of destruction. Har any Ishmaelim. Show me the Ishmaelim. Domim lesairim shel Beit Akiseh. The demons of the bathroom. Har any Tamidei Chachamim. Show me Tamidei Chachamim shel Bebavel. Domim lemalachei Hasharet. Because they're similar to the ministering angels. When Rabbi was leaving this world, Amar Chachamim Amar Humanya Ika Bebavel. He said there's a place called Humanya in Babel. Kula Amonaihi. They're all Amonim, Amonai. This is Misagaria Ika Bebavel. There's this place in Babel. Kula Mamzerahi. They're all Mamzerim. Birka Ika Bebavel. Shne Achim Yeshem Achlifim Neshotim Zelazel. There's a place called Bira. And there's two men who mix their wives together. They swap wives. Birta de Satya Itiko Bavel is Birta de Satya. Hayom Saru Macharei Makom. They are going away from Hashem. How? The Akve Pira de Kavarei B'Shabbata. There was a lot of fruits that came out of the a lot of fish that came out of the water. There was overflown with fish that came out of the water on Shabbat. The Azil v'Tzadubehu B'Shabbatah. And they went and trapped these fish and caught these fish on Shabbat. And that's one of the 39 melachot is trapping. You're not allowed to trap an animal on Shabbat or an insect. V'shamtinu, they put them in excommunication. Rabbi Achai Rabbi Yoshia, V'shamtinu Rabbi Achai Rabbi Yoshia, he put them in excommunication. V'ishtamud, and then they became apostates. They went off there completely. Akra de Akma Iko Bavel, there's this place in Bavel. Ada Bar Ava Yeshba, Ada Bar Ava is there. Hayom Yoshev Bechekos Shel Avraham. Hayom Yoshev Bechekos Shel Avraham. Today is the day he's dying, and today, meaning today is the day he's sitting in the bosom of Avraham Avinu. Right, he's supposed to be circumcised today. He was just born last week. So Hayom Nolad Rav Yehuda. Today is when Rav Yehuda was born. Bibavel. Damar Mor. How do we know that? Because Master says Kishemed Rabbi Akiva Nolad Rabbi. When Rabbi Akiva died, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was born. Kishemed Rabbi. When Rabbi Yehuda Nasi died, Nolad Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was born. Kishemed Rav Yehuda. Nolad Rava. When Rav Yehuda died, Rava was born. Kishemed Rava, Nolad Ravashe. When Rava died, Ravashe was born. Lamedcha she'in tzadik niftar min ha'olam ad she'nivra tzadik kemoto. A tzadik does not leave this world until there's another tzadik that was born in his place. Shneemar v'zarach ha'shemesh uba ha'shemesh. Meaning, ad she'lo kavta shimsho shel Eli, zarcha shimsho shel Shmuel Aramati. Until the sun went down for Eli, the sun had come up for Shmuel, meaning, before Eli lost his prophecy, Shmuel was given nevuah, and only then did Eli lose his prophecy. Shneimar's pasuk says, "V'ner Elohim terem yichbe uShmuel shochev," meaning about before the light is about to go out of Eli, Shmuel was lying and was already received his prophecy. Then there's a pasuk, "Tziva Adonai LeYaakov sevivav tzarav," that Hashem commanded Yaakov with the enemy surrounding. This is Rav Yehuda Amar kegon humnaya lefum nahara. This is referring to like humnaya. With all of the like the Ammon and Moab who would come and cause suffering to Am Yisrael and surround them, so that's what he's referring to. It's something like that. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today, and we'll just do a 1-minute recap on today's daf.